It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. I want to introduce you to someone special today. This gentleman's a decamillionaire entrepreneur who's built, scaled, and exited multiple seven, eight, nine-figure companies. He's helped hundreds of business owners dramatically increase the value of their businesses, creating hundreds of millions of dollars in growth along the way. He's a number one Wall Street Journal best-selling author, top 1% global podcast host, and he's been featured in over 300 outlets, including Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But what I like about this guy is that he takes high-level boardroom strategy, he makes it simple, practical, actionable, and he's fun to listen to. Justin Goodbread is our guest today.
Man, Mark, I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm excited about talking about business and success and how those two things come together. And maybe a few of us can learn a few things from you here today. I'm excited about that. But, you know, let's talk about where you are and how you got started in that, in getting to where you are. Please tell us.
Yeah, I'm living in my dream, buddy. Everybody asks me every day, how's it going? I said, man, I'm greatly blessed, highly favored, and I'm living beyond my wildest dream. It's been a journey. So where I'm at today is I have the opportunity and privilege of coaching a high elite group of business owners. And I do a lot of public speaking and I do a lot of writing. And so those things are what pretty much covers my day in, day out, whenever I want to work. But whenever I'm not working, we have a farm up here in the hills of East Tennessee, and I travel. In fact, I'm traveling over four countries in the next 3 weeks with my family. I'm just living a dream, Mark, but it hasn't always been that way. I started my first business when I was 15, and yep. It was a landscape company way back in the swamps of South Georgia. Scaled that thing pretty quick. My brother and I made a lot of money in a very short period of time. I sold it at the age of 21. Started another company called Dental Management Group, helping dentists buy practices and scale those practices. I sold it to a national CPA firm who wanted it. Thereafter, starting that one, started additional, total of six companies, started and scaled six different companies, had exits of seven, eight, and nine-figure valuations over the last 32 years of being in business. So it's been a fun journey, complicated sometimes, stressful sometimes, sure. Got the scars, man, but it's been a fun journey.
Well, anything worth doing is worth doing well. So it sounds like you've got a few things put away in your back pocket, and that gives you the chops to be able to go forward and help people and coach people in business. So let's talk about what you do and who you serve.
Absolutely. So I have a simple framework, and I use the word framework because a lot of folk, myself included, yourself included, Mark, we've had success. And what works for us may not work for everybody. You know, God's gifted us uniquely out of the 8.2 billion people in the world. There's no one who has your experiences and my experience, or your talents and my talents, et cetera. I mean, put a basketball in my hand, I'm not going to be Michael Jordan or LeBron James. Not going to happen.
Me neither.
I mean, this is who I am. So I believe that if we can find a framework will work for anybody and everybody. So after 32 years, after spending literally millions of dollars in coaches, some of the best coaches out there, scaling businesses and starting businesses, I came up with five steps that works for almost everybody in the service-based business world. So let me break this down so we can know who we're talking to. Yeah. There's three types of businesses out there. You have retail, that's brick and mortar. You know, you drive down the road, you see retail type stores. They have cost of goods, they have inventory, they have customers. That's retail. Then you have manufacturing. They're creating a widget like this black smartphone I have in my hand. It's a widget. And then you have the service-based business owners. There's a ton of service-based business owners. We have painters right now painting my house. That is a service-based company. Dentists is a service-based company. Attorneys, CPAs, you name it. Everybody out there is pretty much a service-based company. So in the service-based companies, what I love teaching is a five-part framework that'll help any service-based company rapidly scale to reach deca-millionaire status. In fact, my newest book coming out is called The Deca-Millionaire Way. So yeah. I want to talk about those five frameworks. Before we do, let's talk about deca-millionaire. So here's what's interesting, Mark. Right now, there's about 33 million businesses in the United States that employ somebody. Out of those that employ somebody, 80% of those businesses are in the micro markets. They're making less than $10 million in EBITDA. The Small Business Association would say we're small business owners because we're not employing over 500 people, okay? So the vast majority of people out there are like you and me, just employ a few people, and we're trying to make it. What we do, though, is we set our goals as the owner, as a proprietor, to make some money. We want to make a lot of money. The mean or the average that we're shooting for across our society right now is $20,000 a month in net income. That's what we want to pay ourselves. So $250,000 a year, let's say it, okay? Yeah. What we do as business owners, because we're pretty smart, I mean, we know the game. We get with our CPAs and they tell us, you know, you don't want to do this because you pay too much in taxes. So we do things like we pay for our cell phones out of our business. We pay for our vehicles out of our business. We have health insurance. We pay for our spouse. We may pay for our children's education, various things out of our companies, all legal. Talk to your advisors. They probably have you doing some of these things. But before you know it, we're making $20,000 a month, $30,000 a month, whatever the number is, and we're spending another $100,000, $200,000 out of the business. We're living vicariously through this business. What we do as business owners is we grind, we make money, and then lo and behold, one day we're like, I'm done. I'm cashing out. Well, we don't realize how much money we have in order to replace the income and all the flow through, all the ancillary benefits we have in our company. For most of us, in successful business owners, we're making $250,000 to $500,000 in total package income. Friends, let's just say you're making 500 grand. I've yet to meet a business owner, like when they cash out, they sell their company, they get more aggressive in their investments. They usually typically get more conservative. So if you've got 500 grand net that you're living off of, you need about $10 million earning 5% a year to make you $500,000 a year in income. Most of us don't think that way. So what we teach, Mark, is we teach a five-step framework on, okay, if we're going to replace our income, we've got to be DECA millionaires. We got to pass the $10 million mark in order just to maintain status quo. And if we don't pass that $10 million mark, we're done, Mark. We might as well just stay in business, or might as well just find another job somewhere. So that's what we teach. We can walk through the five steps, but that's my biggest passion right now.
Well, you know, a lot of people are probably going to listen to this and go, 10 million, like I'm so far from 10 million. You know, I've been shooting for 2 million or 3 million thinking that's the new number. And all of a sudden here I am, Justin's telling me 10 million. So how do you address that? Like, you know, we've got business, but people really need, you're talking about a quadruple in scale from what's in people's minds. How do you address that?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's literally the message. And if I could like wave my arms in front of the runway right now saying, hey, stop, you got to stop and pay attention. I live out here, right outside my window is the Tennessee River. It's beautiful. It's about a mile wide where I'm at. Where most of us sit right now as business owners is we have a net worth. We have an assets minus liabilities is our current net worth. And if we don't include the business, our net worth is whatever, maybe a house, maybe it's a little bit of retirement accounts, maybe we got some cash in the bank. But then when we throw our business into it, our business comprises of 80% plus of our net worth. So if we look at our counterparts out there in the W-2 space, the employees, they've been investing money in 401ks for decades, and now they have a pretty good 401k balance. You and me as business owners, we don't roll like that, man. What we do is we take all the money and we reinvest it in the business and we try to make more income and we deploy it back in this company. And all of a sudden we turn around and we go to the bank and the bank's like, I'm not giving you money, you're broke. Well, no, we're not. We got this business over here that's worth something. Okay. So what I like to talk about is this river that I'm looking at. There's a gap between my side of the river and that side of the river over there. It's a wealth gap. Most of us, we have some sort of net worth as business owners. What we have to do is close the gap. Now, here's the power that we have through the five steps we're going to walk through. Here's the power we have as business owners. Friends, you cannot invest your way through the stock market on a consistent basis and close that gap without a significant period of time. But we as business owners, I've done this hundreds of times with our clients. You can double or triple or quadruple your net worth in as little as 36 months. As a business owner, you have that power. You can take most any business and double or triple its enterprise value in as little as 36 months. So what we have to look at is a different lens, Mark, as you just illustrated. It's not that, okay, we got to make income. Yes, we got to feed our family. Yes, we need to do the things philanthropically with our churches or our charities and those things. But we have to look at this business now as an asset. The same way that, Mark, you and I might look at our portfolio with Schwab or Fidelity as an asset. So if our business, if we can put systems in place that allows that business to double or triple in size, then now that gap where we're saying our business is worth a million now, we got to get to 10, dude, you can close it so fast. Let me give you a real life example. I'm a country boy, man, born and raised on a dirt road in South Georgia. I was barefoot chasing alligators, man, most of my life, Mark. That's who I am, man. I'm just as country as a turnip green. Whenever I got tired of looking at this gap between where I was in life and where I desired to be, it took us 48 months, my wife and I, to go from poor, like P and a bunch of O's between the R, like broke man, like you living off beans and rice and duct tape, to closing that decamillionaire gap. It took us 48 months using a little financial advisory practice. And that's a highly regulated industry. So if you're running chucking a truck and you're out painting or you're doing HVAC or tough work or you're an attorney or doing a dentist, it doesn't matter. You actually have less restrictions than the financial world does. You can scale it so much quicker. So yes, you can rapidly grow your practice, your business into something that somebody is going to walk in the door and just funnel out the cash for you. And now you reach decamillionaire status in as little as 36 to 48 months. It is possible.
Got it. It makes a lot of sense. So I know we're going to get to the five steps in your framework, but I do want to ask this question, and maybe we can answer it after the framework. But what if you're one of those entrepreneurs that you're the one that's bringing in the dough? Like you haven't figured out a way to replace yourself, or your business is named after you and you're the talent.
Yeah, great question. So why don't we answer that through the framework? Because that is the that is the linchpin to everything that we have to deal with. So let's walk through the framework. So the first step in the framework is what we call relentless foundation. So relentless foundation is nothing more than who are you and where are you going? Just simple as that. Most of us, let me be candid, I've coached hundreds if not thousands of business owners. I speak to thousands of business owners from stage. Our podcast has over 100,000 downloads a month. We have a lot of business owners listen to us. And I can tell you, I can probably count on one or two hands the number of business owners when they sit face to face with me that can answer the question, who are you and what specifically are you seeking to accomplish in your life? Most of us don't slow down enough. We know our product or we know our service and we know who we can work with and we know how to sell them in air quotes here, right? We know how to sell them our service. But when we take a step back and we say, oh my goodness, I'm building an HVAC company and we change the lives of East Tennessee or Eastern Kentucky. We change the lives of people. We're going to service 1,000 different customers this year. And we're going to radically change our life. Whenever we take a step back and actually illustrate who we are and where we're going, it makes everything else easy. So number one step is relentless foundation. So I'd lead the audience, as you're driving down the road, you listen to this old country boy from East, from South Georgia, lives in Tennessee. If I were to ask you this question, how would you answer it? On your worst day, I mean, your cat just got ran over. Your dog just not even looking at you. It's a bad day, okay? Who's that one person that you would get out of bed that day and go out and serve for free? For free, not to get paid. Who's that one person you go out and serve for free? And what would you do specifically for them that no one else could do? If you can answer that question and with that much clarity, now you know where you're going. And then the question, second part of that question is, well, why would they listen to you? That's who you are. So friends, if you pause for a second, Relentless Foundation is all about getting real with who you are. And I know it's touchy-feely, and we as business owners, we don't like to do that, which is why these next four steps, if we don't deal with the foundational levels right, then step number three is going to throw you for a loop. So let's go to step two. So we have relentless foundation, then you go to relentless examination. There's two parts of a pancake, Mark. I've never seen a one-sided pancake. I don't know if you have, but I love a pancake, dude. I can get a sidebar real quick. I love me a pancake with some homemade maple syrup. But whenever I'm talking with clients, what I want them to look at is who are you as the person and how are you improving? That's one side of the pancake. The second side of the pancake is where does your company sit today? There's 286 metrics within a company that if I were going to buy your business, I could analyze. Most private equity firms, most M&A advisors, a lot of brokers will dissect a company, maybe not to that extreme, but they're looking at what makes this company buyable, okay, or purchasable or investable. You would look at it through an option. If I were going to buy a publicly traded company, I would go in and pull some fundamental analysis and dive deep into that particular publicly traded company. But your company's not publicly traded, it's private. There's 256 metrics. What we have to look at is where are you aligned today with your particular company and are you positioned for that investor to come in and chuck out some cash? Okay. I don't have time to go through all those, but I'm going to dive into on part three or step three is relentless execution. So as we're looking at this company, there's eight areas that every business has. Eight areas. So the first one is planning. All of us are doing some planning. In fact, as I'm talking right now, more than likely, you're making mental notes on things that you need to do in your company. So we all do planning. We all have leadership. We either lead our teams, we lead our communities, We lead our families. We are dealing with leadership around us on a regular basis. So that's two of them. Then you have sales and marketing sisters. They work together. If you have a strong marketing position, you don't have to be good at sales. If you don't have a strong marketing position, you better be really good at sales. They work hand in hand. So sales and marketing. Then we go to people and operations. People is, who are the people that work alongside us? And operations are the things that we deliver. How do we deliver our services to our customer, right? That's where Six Sigma, Lean Process, and various things come into play. We're on operations. And then finally, the last two areas is finance and legal. Finance and legal. How strong is our financial statements, and are we compliant? Are we staying within the regulations? So to your question now. Whenever I lay those eight areas out, there are 256 metrics below those eight areas. But I want you to think about it like I would think about it in my simple terms, Mark. I don't know if you ever dealt with these, man. In my little hometown, we had the wheel of death. The wheel of death. I think every kid has to play on the wheel of death at least one time. Some other people call it a merry-go-round. I call it the wheel of death. So on this merry-go-round, it had like these colors, and you could hold on to this thing. And the faster you would spin, I mean, you would be flying out of the side. And if you fell off, I mean, your mom would sit over there and say, you'd lost your ever loving mind. You know what's interesting about the wheel of death, the merry-go-round, is that when you're in the center of it, you may get a little dizzy, but it's not that bad. But when you get to that outside, especially if you got Bubba pushing that merry-go-round around for you, you're going to hang on for dear life, and you're going to get dizzy, and you may even hurl your guts out if you stay on it too long. Most of us as business owners, we don't realize there's eight areas of that merry-go-round. We know one or two. Most of us as business owners, we sit in the center of our business, where everything has to flow through us. We have to answer all the questions. We have to make all the sales. That's why our values suck. That's why we can't sell our businesses for what it could be worth. So if we're sitting at the epicenter of that merry-go-round, we're sitting there, it's comfortable and it's safe. Well, someone like me comes along and says, you're gonna have to reach $10 million enterprise value. And if you don't, you might as well just go ahead and cut your lifestyle down now or work till you're dead. That's what's gonna happen. But if you want to have a $10 million net worth liquid, if you want that, here's what we're gonna have to walk you through. We're gonna have to move you from the center of the merry-go-round, the center of your business, off the merry-go-round. And you know what it's gonna feel like? It's gonna feel like sometimes you're dizzy, sometimes you wanna hurl, sometimes you're like, what in the world? I'm just gonna let go. That's what, man, it was safer in the middle. So for that business owner out there who's saying, good, Brad, you've lost your mind, $10 million, it's possible. And it is probable if you follow a simple framework that says we're going to move you from the center of the merry-go-round, center of your business, to now where you're sitting on the park bench next to your mama, looking at your brother and sister out there saying, they've lost every love of mine. When they fall off, that's going to hurt. Now you're sitting on the side watching that business flow. So those are the first three steps, Mark. Let me pause and see if you're with me so far.
Good. So we got some relentless foundation, relentless examination, relentless execution. Pretty important stuff, right? And then you have all those layers within the execution. And now we've got to move to the last couple layers of the framework.
There we go. The last two is relentless exit. Relentless exit. Here's a statement for you.
Here we go.
Pull the car off the side of the road if you're driving. Here's your statement. Every business can sell. Every business should sell, whether that be to your child, to an outside buyer, to an employee, to a PE firm, whatever it may be. You're going to leave your company one day. It's interesting to me that we as business owners, those of us who are business owners, we'll control everything because we're eternal control freaks. I'm the worst control freak out there. We control everything except for our exit. And we work because we want to control our business. And all of a sudden something happens. The health happens. A divorce happens. There's a disagreement. Economic changes. Something happens. And all of a sudden our business is not positioned. And now we're floundering and we're panicking because it's not worth what we thought it was worth. So the fourth step is preparing for a relentless exit. Every single business owner should be preparing for your exit today. Even if it's two, three decades away, preparing today. And that brings me to the last step, and that's step five is relentless freedom. Relentless freedom. What is freedom? What is freedom? I can hear Mel Gibson on Braveheart screaming freedom at the top of his lungs, right, in the movie.
Freedom!
When I'm sitting on stage, Mark, there'll be thousands of people, I'll say, how many of you want freedom? And business owners raise their hands, and we raise it to the mountaintops. But what does it mean? What is it? You see, it's a hard question. It's an easy thing to say, hard to define, because most of us will quantify freedom differently. For example, I may say at this season of my life, I want freedom of time because I've got kids, I've got boys, I'm investing, teaching them how to build businesses themselves. I want freedom of time where I'm not beholden to the man or to a business. That's a freedom. A few years from now, it may be I want freedom of pocketbook, where Emily and I could travel the world. It may be that I want freedom of talent or freedom of resources or freedom of impact. So each of us, no matter what season of life, there's freedom that we're shooting for. But true freedom, as a business owner comes when your brain does not have to stay connected or tethered to that company. Whenever you can go sit on the proverbial beach, if that's you, or hike the proverbial mountaintop, if that's you, you can go sit there and you don't have to worry about what if Sally leaves, or what if that big customer leaves, or what if the regulation changes. You're like, I don't give a flying flip. I'm good. And so is my family. So are my in charities. So is my community. So are my employees. Whatever it is that's at your heart, that relentless freedom is there. But you're not going to achieve relentless freedom until you take a step way back at the beginning and make sure that your foundation and your freedom are aligned. So those are the five steps that we walk every client through.
Yeah, beautiful.
Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
And that's the thing is we're cooking up the pies, right? And then we say, you know what? Why am I giving up all my labor to this guy? I want to make my own pies. And then we open up a pie shop. Let's call it the pie hole or something. And then we run in the pie hole. And now we have to run the business and we have to produce the pies. And most people don't realize that. And that's when you just get this boiling frog thing going. And you realize, maybe you never realize it, you know, that you should have had that framework in place way at the beginning. Build the foundation before you start to build the walls. So really good way to put people through it. And the end of the day, you know, you're trying to get to decamillionaire status through business, right? Through structuring your business, through having an exit strategy on your business. So what things do people need to do to make that mental shift? Obviously, besides reading the book that's going to be coming out, is like, you know, I want to have this mental shift to get from a million or 2 million to 10 million. What does it take to get me into that mental time frame? This sounds great. Frameworks are great. But what mentally has to happen? Because psychology is 90% of everything here.
Absolutely. Mark, I'm a child of the 80s, dude. And I can remember this little show called G.I. Joe. And G.I. Joe had this little statement. They would have these safety tips, and they would say, and knowing is half the battle. That was a little flat, and knowing is half the battle. In fact, I have it on a t-shirt, knowing is half the battle. The very first thing we have to do is discover where are we now, where do we desire to be?
Okay.
It's a simple mathematical equation. Most of us, we don't want to get into touchy-feely. That gets a little hard. It gets a little foo-foo sometimes for us, but we can look at where we at financially right now, whether that be income or net worth, and where do we need to be? We can calculate that. We can get on our AI system and go to an LLM and just talk with it. It'll give us a little bit of data to help us think right. Once we know where we want to be, where we're at, where we want to be, we've discovered that gap. I call it the wealth gap, okay? Once we identify the wealth gap, then it's a matter of how are we going to close the gap? Who are we going to accompany with? So my own journey, I had started and sold three companies. We went through a major lawsuit that wrecked my world. And my wife and I, after the lawsuit, we were broke, man. We didn't have a pot to pee in, as they would say in the South. It was bad, dude. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm done playing this game. So we sold our little house on the hill. I moved my wife and three kids into a double wide mobile home. It was in the country. They didn't even have siding on the back of the house, had insulation exposed from the outside of the house. But we moved in there and I'm like, we're gonna do something different. I hired a coach. Now I hired a coach and the coach changed my life. But Mark, get this. We didn't have the money. We didn't know how we were gonna pay for this guy. Now you're gonna fix the fall in your chair, friends. You're like, Justin is psycho. Maybe so. We knew, though, that we wanted to achieve decamillionaire status within, but I was 36 at the time we moved into that mobile home. By the time I was 40, I made a promise to myself, by 40, I was going to be worth $10 million. 4 years. And we were broke, man, peeing a lot of O's, okay? Duct tape, beans and rice. In fact, Christmas Day, I kid you not, Christmas Day, we're in this little mobile home. Our kids are running around, and I'm laying on the floor. This is yours truly. I'm laying on the floor with a Red Ryder BB gun shooting mice when they pop their heads out of the cupboard. No exaggeration. That's where we're at. I hired a coach And I called him up. I said, this is what I want to do. I was crystal clear on what I want to achieve. And those people who make monumental moves, they get crystal clear, like burn the ships crystal clear. I said, man, I can see it. Yeah. He goes, Kubra, can you see it? I said, yeah, I can. He goes, can you taste it? I said, I can taste it. Can you touch it? I said, man, I can just see it right there, dude. I can see it. He's like, cool. You're going to pay me $10,000 a month. We're going to get there. Now, I don't know if you caught that. We live in a mobile home, dude. I'm shooting mice with a red Ryder BB gun. He's like, you're going to pay me 10 grand a month. I'm like, I don't think you heard my position. He goes, no, I don't think you heard my position. You are going to pay me $10,000 a month and we're going to get you there. And I'm like, how am I going to figure this out? He goes, how bad do you want it? You know what, Mark? It took me less than 90 days to figure out how to get $10,000 a month. Here was my sales pitch. I kid you not. This is exactly how I did it. I don't hide anything. It's all on my podcast. I went out to five business owners. And I'm like, look, here's where I'm at in life. Here's where I want to be. This guy says he can do this. I'm going to pay him 10 grand a month. Business owner one, you're going to pay me 2,000. Business owner two, you're going to pay me 2,000. Had all five of these people pay me $2,000 a month. I said, I don't know what I'm fixing to tell you, but whatever he tells me, I'm going to come around, I'm going to tell you, and we're going to work on this together as a little collaboration. How's that sound?
Yeah, I love
it. Man, I'm playing with the house's money at this point, Mark. You know what? Fast forward 4 years, all six of us were Deca millionaires. Because we made a mental shift on what we were going to do. So to me, it's not a matter of, I don't have the money. It's not a matter of how we can get there. No, it's a matter of where do you want to be? How bad do you want it? And who are you going to get behind that you trust? You trust them so much so that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt you're going to accomplish it. As you said earlier, it's not even the person you're following. It's the mindset that delivers the outcome. So no matter where you're at, I'm just country enough to know you can achieve your wildest dreams. You can live a life that you've never even seen before. You can impact people at a level that you've never even imagined you can impact them. But only when you decide, beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is where I'm going, and I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how much energy I'm going to put behind it. I am going, come hell or high water. If the wall's there, I'm going through it, over, under, around it. I don't care. When you get that in place, friends, just let me know. Message me on social media. Hey, Justin Goodbread, I went through the wall and we'll collaborate. We'll have a good time because you can accomplish your wildest dreams.
Yeah, it's so true. And a lot of things happen in life because you make a decision, right? But a lot of people don't know how to get to that decision because awareness is the first step to change. So listening to the podcast that I produce, that you produce, that other people produce, all we're trying to get to that level is to get people to the level of awareness. And so that's what you do. How can people find out a bit more about you? I know you mentioned social media. You got a book coming out. You're exciting to listen to. A lot of fun. I'm sure people can learn tons of stuff about your framework and being a Deca millionaire. And don't we all want that, everybody? How do we get a hold of you, Justin?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would challenge you first. Our podcast is Deca Millionaire Decoded. We're the top 100 of all business podcasts worldwide. It's a powerful podcast. We have over 1,000 episodes on there. Some amazing guests come on the podcast. So check it out on Deca Millionaire Decoded on any major streaming platforms. And then hit me up on Instagram or LinkedIn. I live a life and I have a whole team that helps me live this. And I want to keep you encouraged that you can accomplish your wildest dreams. So connect with me there. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I just want to help people accomplish their wildest dreams.
I love it. Well, thanks a lot for your time and wisdom. Anything I didn't ask you that I should have asked you?
We all have this one thing. I'm going to slow down a little bit. I'm going to ask everybody this one thing. What is the one thing that you will go through the wall for? If my daughter, who lives an hour and a half away from me, if I were to get a phone call today and they said, hey, Justin, your daughter was just in a bad car accident and you've got about an hour and she's going to go meet Jesus, man. Now she lives an hour and a half. Mark, I can tell you something. This daddy, he's going to be there. I don't care. I will find a way because that is that important to me. Whenever I got crystal clear, became behind two questions in my life. I hired this coach. I knew what I wanted. And he asked me a question. He said, Justin, if you had unlimited time and unlimited resources, what would you do tomorrow that you're not doing today? Now, I'm an analytic. So when he said unlimited time, I was like, none of us have unlimited time. Time is finite. Time is fleeting. It's like gone every second of the day. I'm closer to death than I was this morning. So I don't have unlimited time. And then he didn't say money. He didn't say money. He said resources, Mark. And I'm going, resources. Resources could be people, could be connections. It could be money. It could be influence. It could be a number of things. Man, if I had unlimited time. So my brain started swirling that question. And I couldn't answer his question. It took me about a month. And I said, you know what I would do? is I would radically impact the lives who I come in contact with a simple message that you can accomplish your wildest dreams if you get clear, crystal clear. You know, lasers are super, they're just highly focused beams of light, but they're used in military. They're used in so many different things. They're highly focused beings of light. Whenever we as people get highly focused and we come to that point that whatever it may be that we're willing to go an hour for an hour and a minute, half minute drive, we're willing to walk away from everything. Well, we'll move into a double wide mobile home with your wife and we'll have mice running through the house. When you get that clear, I'm just telling you right now, friends, just look out. You become extremely dangerous in a way that most of this world can't handle. And you're going to be sitting on a podcast in as little as 3 to 4 years saying, let me tell you what happens when you get crystal clear. That's what the only thing I would say, what we need to cover.
I love it. Beautiful. And thanks for being crystal clear with us today. I think it's a great place to end and people to start their focus as well. So thanks for your time and your wisdom on the podcast today, Justin.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate it.
And everybody else who's listening, watching, remember what I always say, never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. I will see you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.